Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the retreat researcher herself, Sandy Reavy.
It's my ongoing thing.
It is episode 272, October 9th. Let's get right into it. In the transits, we have Tuesday, October 10th, Venus opposing Saturn retrograde.
Step away slowly.
And Pluto stationing direct.
Bye-bye to 27 degrees of Capricorn.
Wednesday, October 11th, Mars ingress Scorpio.
Deep diving.
Then Sandy's Astro Interesting Day, Friday, October 13th, Mars trine Saturn retrograde.
Are we getting along yet?
And Saturday, October 14th, new moon at 21 degrees Libra.
This is the solar eclipse.
Then in talisman time, Sandy has finished up two talismans and one upcoming. On the horizon, we have in-person events here around the Chicagoland area, as well as international retreats we want to discuss. And in our house, Sandy discusses her plans with this Mercury trine Pluto retrograde. Stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver you.
Hello, retreat researcher.
Hi.
You are like on a roll.
I'm right now looking how to get from Ikaria Island, Greece, to Cairo, Egypt.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm the researcher.
We are going to figure more out later in the episode. I want to thank you all for sending in your feedback, your emails, your responses to our emails. It is wonderful. This message is from Reggie. He says, love to y'all. My teaching practice continues to define itself in epic ways. Again, deep gratitude for y'all for helping me see who I really am at the beginning of this journey.
Woo! Oh, I'm getting goosebumps, Reggie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing, amazing human being.
And big efforts happening. So very cool. Remember, we love, love, love this soul food. So send it in form of those podcast reviews, emails, texts, WhatsApps, whatever you want. Go ahead and send that on over. And we are happy to share it on the podcast. Let's move into the transits for the week. We start off with Tuesday, October 10th with two transits. First, Venus opposing Saturn retrograde.
Yeah, step away slowly. You know, Venus is not well suited in Virgo. She's actually in her fall here. Mm-hmm. Venus does not like to stay within critical boundaries of where Virgo is.
Mm-hmm.
And also making that opposition to Saturn. Now, there is some reception here. So, you know, I just suggest to step away, you know, sit back a few paces, not trying to advance today unless you're called on, right? This opposition could say, if you are asked to do something important or by an authority figure, you know, it's kind of like when a police officer asks you to step out of the car or the judge says, please step up to the podium, right? It's like, yes, you have to take that, make that move. But for you to choose to do it on your own when you're not called, it's more about stepping away slowly where, you know, you may not want to be seen. So there's a chill in the air.
Mm.
So I like just carry a wrap. Besides, there will be a chill in the air. We're October 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the second transit for October 10th, Pluto stationing direct.
Yeah. Pluto, you know, has been... Pluto retrogrades for 5 or 6 months out of each year, but just really goes over about a 3, maybe 4 degree area in the sky, which equates to your chart. And so Pluto is now saying completely bye-bye to the 27 degree area in Capricorn. So he is leaving there for, in fact, I literally did this. I figured out and went ahead to the next time Pluto will be at 27 degrees of Capricorn is in 2273.
Wow.
The year of 2273. So, you know,
we won't be around.
We won't be around in this form. but anybody's birthday that we know, birthdays is where the sun is. We can always guarantee the sun is in this degree on January 18th. So anyone having a birthday January 18th, you know, I'm sure you have a pertinent story of recent happenings over the last year and a half for you. So, you know, hopefully Pluto has transformed or evolved you into a place of a newness where you choose to be, even though Pluto doesn't give you a choice unless you know Pluto's in the room. Mm. Otherwise, you'd fight him. Mm-hmm. but when you know Pluto's been wrestling with you, and you only find out during, you know, with your astrologer, hey, I bet you have some really recent stories to tell. Or maybe it's just one story. It's a bunch of stories that equate to one evolutionary
event.
Purpose, right? Like to the sun. Mm. To the sun. So anyway, check in with me if you are a January 18th or even a January 17th or even really a January 19th baby. There's something going on with who you are.
And Wednesday, October 11th, Mars ingress Scorpio.
Yeah, his favorite sign. Well, his nocturnal sign. This is deep dive. He's happy and he's fit to do his due diligence, his duty. Action dives toward research, investigation, and getting answers. He's going to be here for 6 weeks. That's very typical of Mars's transit through a house or a sign. So, you know, give it 6 weeks of doing more deep dive research into my retreats, as you said earlier. So, you know, Mars on this Wednesday is coming out of the sign prior, which is Libra, where he doesn't like to be, where he has to be more diplomatic and he has to care about others. Now he gets to be in his own sign of like maybe escaping, where he's just going down into the dark waters and to find out the truth. So we should all take advantage of that over the next 6 weeks.
With that deep dives. Okay. And your astro interesting day, Friday, October 13th, Mars trine Saturn retrograde.
Yeah, think about this. These are the two malefics. Mm-hmm. Mars is in his own sign of Scorpio, right? He just got there. And is trining Saturn. So these are the two malefics, but Mars here has the upper hand. Often you would say Saturn would have the upper hand because Saturn's more of a
authority figure.
A superior planet, has higher bossiness. But Mars here's direct and strong in his own sign, where Saturn is retrograde and in Pisces, where he has no rulership. So... you know, to ask the question, are we getting along yet? Well, we really should. We really should be getting along. It's a trine. It's harmonious energy in the water sign of really, please try to feel other people's feelings, right? It's this feel, right? It's that emotional absorption of, hey, you know, I know where you're coming from. Even though Mars and Saturn want to stay on their own paths and be like, I don't understand where you're coming from. Here it is. Today is the easiest day to try and actually arrive to this understanding. And it's about self-discipline as well, because it's about how can I focus on something if we're doing something solo, which Mars likes to do. If we're doing something solo, how can I strive for that extra willpower that I need to get to an end result, Saturn? So I really like this, and actually it set something really up cool in my natal chart, because this Mars just got in to Scorpio, so it's at zero. And Saturn's getting ready to retrograde.
Right.
No, Saturn is ready to station from retrogression to go direct, and that will be at 0 degrees, although that won't be for another couple weeks, because, you know, Saturn is so slow. Mm-hmm. And so when he's stationing to change direction, he's even slower. So, you know, this sets up a grand trine for me with my moon at 0 degrees of Cancer. So if anyone has any planets at a zero Cancer, or close to the zero Cancer, maybe 1-2 degrees of Cancer, this holds a really container. It's a grand trine. Mm. And so it's really so much about, you know, that feeling aspect of what do you feel that you need to take direction and motivate with an end result. And you're happy. You're happy to get to that result with a bit of self-discipline. Yeah. Okay. I like this. Yeah. That's why it's one of my – it's my astro interesting day, because the two malefics often try to fight with each other.
Yes.
Right? But right. This one is a trine, so they're working together. That doesn't happen all the time.
Right. Mm-mm. Well, and I think that, too, Saturn, like an authority figure, can appreciate the directness that Mars can provide there. Mm-hmm. So let's move on to Saturday, October 14th, the new moon at 21 degrees of Libra, happening at 12:55 p.m.
So this is a visual. We can see this here in across the North America. And this is the solar eclipse, and it's an annular solar eclipse. And what that means is that the moon is so far away, you know, and step back for a second, you know, we remember during the summer, we were having these super moons. Mm-hmm. We had three super moons right in a row. Maybe it was June, July, August time period, mm-hmm. where the moon looked like it was, you know, coming down on us. It was so large and massive. Well, now the moon is further away. It's apogee. And so when we get a solar eclipse with the new moon, that means the moon crosses the sun. However, when the moon's further away from the Earth, it creates that annular where the moon is not big enough for it to encapsulate the entire disk of the sun. Mm-hmm. So as it is a total, but we'll see that like ring of fire that goes around.
I mean, it's very cool looking.
Yeah. But it's really important, wear your glasses always. Solar eclipses, wear your you know, eclipse glasses. You should always, if you ever get one, put it in a safe place so that you, because we get eclipses twice a year.
Right.
And
right.
So that you always have these glasses to pull out, just like you might have to get your bifocals out or your magnifying glass out for some things. You always need your solar eclipse glasses. All right. It's at 21 degrees of Libra. So if anyone has a 20 degrees of Libra or 20 degrees of Aries opposite, you need to take a look at this for your own personal life. I call this reduce overgiving, moderate the give and the receive formula to arrive to equal. What? Mm-hmm. What? Did you just get what I said?
Partially. It seems very philosophical.
Okay. Reduce. So lower the overgiving. Mm-hmm. Don't give too much, because oftentimes people don't want all of it. Right. So reduce the overgiving, moderate the give and the receive mm-hmm. formula. So make that kind of an equation where you are arriving to equal. So it's about balancing the scales, because it's in Libra.
Right.
So it's a new moon. A new moon is a time to initiate a particular energy. Now, that's what I said here is, you know, seeing the scales. How can you reduce overgiving so that your scales are now equal?
Yeah,
in alignment. Proportion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I want to say this. Bernadette Brady, who I follow, she's one of my mentors, mm-hmm. calls this Seven South Ceros cycle. Seven South. And she talks about obstacles clearing away or suddenly arriving. Either way, things move rapidly to completion. Now, and you know, eclipses are always portals. Eclipses are always the dramatic closing of one door and then simultaneously mm-hmm. the dramatic opening of another door. And in antiquity and in the ancient times, it was a fearful event that the, you know, the human inhabitants of the earth were like, what's going on? The sun's going
right,
away.
Right.
This is odd. I can imagine. I'm scared. the sun's going. Our lifeline are, we cannot live without the sun. Our lifeline is gone. And, or for a period of time. So mm-hmm. that's just something to think about where the moon, the luna, overtakes the masculine. So again, and it's in Libra. So mm-hmm. where is this in your chart that you really need to not overgive?
Right.
Here in Chicago, we're going to see 40% of it. But it's really coming in at that same kind of area. It's starting in Oregon, Utah, New Mexico, and Texas. They're going to see it 100%. So if you're available, and this is a Saturday, so get your glasses, go to this line. You could go to NASA.com and see exactly where this is going to be cutting through, mm-hmm. Through that territory I just mentioned. It starts between 9:13 a.m. and 12:03 p.m. in that Pacific time frame. But again, here in Chicago, it's exact at 12:55 p.m. So I'm doing an event that day. And I'm going to get there early so I can watch this with my glasses.
Nice.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that. So really, what are you setting up to have more balance and scale on a scale?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a great thought, you know, and a great contemplation.
Yeah, like I was just in Athens, right? And I went to some of the museums by myself. So it's really hard to go to a museum with other people. I had that like aha when I was
really?
There, because it's like I can move to any room that I want. I'm not going to get lost because I'm in charge of my own path.
Yeah,
I don't have to worry about who this other person is or where they want to go mm-hmm. or I want to go right and they want to go left, so I need to go left, right?
Right. Right.
And one of the first things in the first room at the Athens National Archaeology Museum was this gold, 100% gold scale.
Beautiful.
And it was probably about 2 feet high. And of course, it's enclosed in glass, but it showed all the different weights, and all the weights were in gold.
Hmm.
So it's just kind of that visual that I have that about really balancing the scale so that gold equals gold. Right? Like 100% equals 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Like oftentimes we might overgive some things. Just like I said, you want to go left, I want to go right, but I'm going to go left because you want to.
Well, I think a fun creative solution for something like that would be, hey, we have 2 hours here in the museum. We are going to go on our own path.
Mm-hmm.
Then we are going to come back and at this meeting point at this time, and you're going to teach me all the things that you learned, and I'm going to teach you all the things that I learned. And I think that that would be a very wonderful way of going through a museum to really experience it, because the best times that we can remember and understand is when we're teaching it back.
True.
Right? And, you know, I think the problem that I have with museums is usually my recollection. You know, I'm so inspired when I'm there, and there's all these things that, you know, are so interesting and so intriguing. But then, you know, when it comes time to leave there, it's a little bit more on the difficult side, because it's just so much information and dates mm-hmm. and names that I can't always recall.
Right. You know, you also said this morning about what you and your boyfriend are doing, right, with the books.
Mm-hmm.
which is really interesting, kind of like in this conversation that we're having.
Right.
Right. Do you want to?
So he purchased two books. One is The Song of Achilles, and then the other one is something like Accession, and it's a sci-fi. So one is about Greek mythology, but kind of in like a with a modern day twist. And then the other one is this very advanced futuristic sci-fi. And so what we're planning on doing is each reading the book and then coming together and like talking about it and learning the lessons from the past, but also learning the lessons from the future.
And then swapping books, right?
Mm-hmm. So then swapping books.
Yeah. That's kind of exactly like we're talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Like that feeling of whether it's past to the future and how we can balance this out, because we need to learn from the past mm-hmm. to get to the future.
Right.
Yeah. All right. That's kind of cool.
So let's see. Let's move into talisman times. You have finished up two. The first was October 2nd, to see the results of my actions.
Well, I've got it right
Jinx.
Here.
Okay, go.
My legacy is to fully embrace the moment, even beyond the grave. I value what I cannot take with me. I prepare my spirit and wealth to last forever. Mm-hmm. And this is Mercury in Virgo in the third decan of Virgo, which is about the sarcophagus, right? So it's about how mm-hmm. do we value ourselves enough beyond life. This is a very rare talisman. To see the results of my actions, which is what, do we really see them? Or maybe we do see them from our spirit, mm-hmm. our spiritual guidance as we ascend into the ethers.
And I mean, beautiful one. I mentioned last time, it's just to value the things that we cannot take with us. You know, mm-hmm. the non-material is a powerful place to live from. So let's move on to October 4th, your next finished talisman, which was to benefit when working with coworkers.
I am important in my position at work, which is why we get along so well and produce amazing results. This is Moon in Gemini making a really nice trine to Venus at the top of the chart in Leo. Mm-hmm. But the most important is that Jupiter is the ruling planet of this particular chart. And Jupiter's in the sixth house of coworkers. So
yep.
That one is available.
And the upcoming talisman, Sunday, October 15th, to claim victory.
Ooh, I really like this one. This is a rare one. My courage and bravery now aids my effort to win this competition. I choose the contests that I enter to be productive for all. Mm-hmm. Now, this is Moon in Scorpio conjunct Mars in Scorpio when they're coming up over the horizon in Scorpio. Mm-hmm. So this is all strong Mars in Scorpio about really getting to the brass tacks of what really Mars wants to do, and that's compete. But mm-hmm. that's also compete to win, mm-hmm. to claim victory.
Right, right, right. Yeah. And I think that there's also different ways to claim victory. And the most important one is to claim victory over ourselves, you know, like that mind over matter, when we can really show up and do something that we didn't think was possible. I feel like that is one of the greatest victories. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be putting someone else down or making someone else lose in order to claim victory. Just even showing up to the competition, even when you didn't think it was possible, could be claiming victory.
And this is a new moon. And this is, you know, right after this eclipse on the 14th at, you know, in Libra, because then the moon moves into the next sign, which is Scorpio, then butts right up in with Mars. But Mars is extremely strong here. And Mars is the ruler of the chart. So this is new moon energy with Mars having this this very incredibly determination mm-hmm. to succeed. So I really like this. I really like this piece.
And the talisman of the month, just a reminder for this month of October, to augment my social position and personal identity. This one has sold.
Yeah.
So I won't announce it here for the rest of October, but stay tuned for November's talisman of the month. Then let's move on to the horizon. We have just finished up October's astrology forecast and cheat sheet PDF that is over on patreon.com/chattingwiththestars. You can start a free Big Dipper trial and receive all of that at your fingertips, and you can watch it right now.
And also, not only that, but Wednesday this week, we're doing the webinar on the eclipses.
Okay.
So that will be available. We're doing it live on Wednesday the 11th, but then it'll be on recording.
Okay,
so
great.
If anybody wants to learn more about the eclipses, to see where what these are about, how these fall, head over to the free. Is it a 10 day or a 14 day or 7 day free?
7 days.
Seven.
Yep. Okay. And that is going to be all about the eclipses.
The current eclipses that we're moving into the eclipse seasons.
Mm-hmm. Great. So October 14th at 2 p.m., Sandy is going to be hosting an in-person event in Downers Grove, Illinois. This is all about the cosmic trends, and each participant gets a report of their own natal chart.
Mm-hmm.
You've done this event before with Yoga 6. It's really wonderful.
We've been doing it for years, and it's always around this time of the year where we're looking at the upcoming astrology forecasts,
mm-hmm.
The cosmic trends, when things are changing, when things are moving, what to expect. And then as a little bonus, we're doing the 40, it's about a 30 to 40 page report on each person's natal chart from the software program
I use.
That's
great. Yeah. October 20th.
Yeah. Go ahead.
October 21st, we have an in-person fall forward day retreat, and this is in Union Pier, Michigan, for all the Midwesterners who want just a day to go and explore and relax, but also have the chance to be in front of multiple different modalities of astrology, of Reiki.
Reiki and reflexology.
And reflexology. Very cool event, very small group. And so it's going to be very intimate, and it's going to be very powerful that way, I think.
Yeah, they've built this. This is Wendy Rudnick and Jen Weigel here in Chicago. And I'll be the third practitioner. And it starts at 3 p.m. on mm-hmm. Saturday, the 21st, and finishes at 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing all of that astrology one-on-one, Reiki one-on-one, and reflexology one-on-one. And then dinner. And then I walk to the beach to watch sunset. And because her house is on the beach.
Beautiful.
And a fire pit. And of course, there's a, within walking distance, a cute little vibey, rustic
bed
and breakfast that that you can
nice.
Arrange on your own if you wanted to spend the night. But who wants to drive? I don't want to drive back to Chicago. It's only an hour. It's an hour and 10 minutes away from Chicago. But I'm gonna also spend the night and just get like that one night.
A little retreat,
a little getaway.
Yeah,
in the middle of fall. So this is great for anyone that wants to hang out with me and these other two awesome women. They're only inviting 8 people.
Right.
So if you're interested, get to me right away. Just send an email to alex@intentionbeads.com or go where?
There's a link in the in the show notes as well if they wanted to just go ahead and sign up for a ticket.
Yeah, I think it's under $300, and really – if you're not able, because, I do very few in-person or events here in the city. You know, all of my retreats are international,
right?
Because I think that to do a real solid retreat, you got to go away, right? But this is so cool that I got invited to do this. That's just an hour away.
Yeah.
So come perfect. Join for anyone who ever wanted to do anything with me that can't spend that much time away.
Last mention here, we have 60% off our Venus Starpoint earrings and charms. We only have two left. One earring, one charm. Go ahead, click those show notes and you'll get those savings right away. Also, a little bit more savings. We are going to offer all of our podcast listeners $300 off the 2024 Mexico retreat. That is January 6th through the 13th. What you want to do is head over using that link in the show notes and use code podcast. So if you do have any questions, of course, email me, or you can also set up a free 15-minute call with Sandy just to discuss questions or what's going on in your astrological chart to see if that is a really great move for you. So we would love to have you there.
Right. And the reason why we're doing this, because the early bird has just expired a couple days earlier. Mm-hmm. And so to say that, hey, we still have some spaces. I think there's about four spaces left. And I'm teaching Mercury, and I've never taught Mercury before. Mercury will have just come out of his retrograde, but he's still in shadow. So we're going to be watching what Mercury is in your chart. If Mercury is the ruler of your ascendant or ruler of your midheaven, that would be something very important that you would need to know for the rest of your life. If you're in an annual perfection this year, this current birth year, that Mercury is your time lord. You know, I need to know that. So really, this is going to be awesome and fun. And it's Casatara. So we're going to be supboarding every morning. Mm-hmm. We're going to be in the pool and the jacuzzi. And there's only 12 rooms. It's a very private. You fly into Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. And I arrange, it's all included,
a shuttle,
the 2.5-hour drive up to La Ventana, Mexico, which is very private. It's on the Sea of Cortez. We'll watch the planets come up over the horizon. We'll watch the sun come up every day. It really is. This is my eighth year. I think this is my eighth year of doing this.
Yeah. Right. In April 2024, we have the Bali retreat. We have part one and part two, as well as September of 2024 is the Amargos Greece retreat, which was absolutely phenomenal. And we're going to discuss a little bit more in our house, as well as a grand announcement for October 9th through the 19th. This is the 2024 Egypt retreat. The registration link is coming soon, but also if you want to email me to make sure that you have a spot available, we are now taking those pre-registrations. Mm-hmm. You can email me, alex@intentionbeads.com. So without further ado, let's move into our house so we can discuss more.
That's all I want to do is talk about the wonderful time that we just had. Wow. In Greece.
Well, before you had mentioned last episode that Mercury trine Pluto retrograde was like already working. You were already like in the crux of it. So you wanted to discuss that here on the podcast.
You know, when I saw that coming up and knowing the dates that it got really, really close about 6 weeks ago, when I was arranging with my friend, my channeler, my energy healer, Zeffy Devi, I used to work with her when she was in Sedona, but she's Greek and she's moved back to Agana Island, Greece. And so we're working on this Egypt retreat. She takes a group to Egypt every year, probably for the last 10 years.
Right.
So I don't need to scout this one. But I have to make sure Mercury, all my planning is what I want. And so the trine to the Pluto is this has to have an evolving transformational planning for me. And because I'm not going to be able to scout it. I mean, there's no reason why I spend, 2 weeks scouting, coming home and then saying, oh, a year from now, let's go do this. Right. So that's what I was doing while I stayed in Greece a little bit longer after the retreat to make these arrangements and going, flying into Cairo and spending 5 nights going up the Nile on a boat, on a Dukata boat. So living on a boat has been one of my
On the Nile. Wow.
And having Matmut, who I met while I was in Greece, luckily happened to be visiting someone in Sunion, and some of us that were
synchronicity
with us were there to meet him.
Right.
And he's the one that's going to take us around. He's lives there, and we will be going.
And he does
into
this professionally.
And we will be going through with Zephy. So Zephy's going to bring half the group. I'll bring the other half a group. So this is a very small, sandy group.
Right.
Because I'm doing collaborative. I'm starting to do a lot of collaboratives with my retreats, and this will be probably my second big one. My first big one will be that Amargos with Ariel Gutman, the owner and formulator of the Venus Starpoint. But anyway, with getting back to Egypt, that's what I was referring to, is making all of these plans because I've never been there.
Right.
So it's like I have to see beyond what I have to get into the feeling of it.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, wow.
I had to ask
a lot of questions. I think that like the mysticism and the history of Egypt is insane. I can only scrape the surface, but I'm sure just being there in that, what did you call it? That boat?
Dukata.
A Dukata. Would be absolutely incredible.
Can
and
you
just
believe
the scenery
it?
Around it and just meeting that culture of people and seeing the sights of Cairo and then being able to move around and
going into
in
some of these temples. You know, Zephy will take us all into temples. We will be doing some initiations.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. Looking really forward to it. So it's not on the website yet.
But correct.
I've already got, I think, 2 spots already taken. So, and what's so interesting, because when we were doing the Amargos Greek retreat that we just got back from, because I was teaching fixed stars in everybody's natal chart, right? I was compiling these, giving out pages every day to their individual natal chart on what star, fixed stars that they pulled in when they were birthed.
Right.
Right. And I gave a lot of the Greek myth understanding of it, but I also included the Egyptian myth.
Right.
So that's kind of what's inspired some of the women that did go to this past Greek retreat is like, understanding Isis and, Horus and, Ra, and understanding how they have some of that in their chart.
Right.
So that's kind of what spurred on some of the people that are already went to Greece with me are going to Egypt next year. It's kind of a follow through kind of thing.
Right. I mean, and you're already there and
it's right
across
there.
The sea.
Yeah.
It's perfect. So I think, did you have any other comments on that?
On Egypt? No, but I'm
not
done.
Well, do you want to talk about the kind of in between?
Yeah, so I do. Absolutely. That's
take
where
it away.
I want you to go.
Take it
okay.
away.
Okay. So the Centurion Netflix.
So do you want me to set this up for you?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So we wanted to talk here about the Egypt retreat because that was really in the mix with the planning for the 2020 four retreat lineup. Mm-hmm. And
that's a new one. Right. That's a brand new one.
That's a brand new one.
And it's so funny. Can I just say this? I have, you know, my retreat usuals, right? Like I have a group that continues to go on retreat with me, and they've been to Bali twice. They all went to Greece because it was the first, and Mexico multiple times. And so they've said, anytime you do anything new, count me in. Mm-hmm. Right. And so when we were in Greece this last time, they were all like, oh man, I could totally come back here next year. I gave them the dates that, by the way, that Amargos Greek retreat for next year is September 22nd through the 29th.
Yep.
But when we were there, we could see this island. We could see Naxos, which is where Ariadne, the mythology of Ariadne. But we can also see Icaria, mm-hmm. which is the myth of, you know, Icaria, of flying too close to the sun.
Right.
That's where he washed up.
With the wax wings.
Mm-hmm. That's where he washed up on after he drowned.
The Icarus, yeah.
And so we can see that island. It's very far away, but we can see it. And so if anybody has watched that recent, maybe about 2 months ago, that came out about the Blue Zones on Netflix.
Yeah, it says it's called Live to 100, The Secrets of the Blue Zones.
Okay, so when I knew about this and watched that, there are 7 blue zones that people, for some reason, that the researcher went to all these 7 blue zones around the world and did research in each of these places. Like, why are people living past 100? Mm-hmm. You know, like in droves, you know, one lady was 120 years old.
Right.
And one of those places is Icaria Island, Greece.
Right.
So I went to sleep one night and had a dream that I was at this particular farm, like old style house. Mm-hmm. Stone walls, you know, this whole thing, but it was very calming. It was beautiful. It was like smelled good, felt good, tasted good. Everything about it was. And I had this dream and I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I was very driven to go find this place. Mm-hmm. So I went on, you know, Travelocity. I was looking at hotels and for the dates that I wanted to go, because right after the Amargos Island, we would just take it. We'd have to take 2 ferries, but we'd take a ferry over to Icaria for just a rest and relaxation after the retreat.
Right.
So that's what I wanted to do. So I go on Airbnb and I get on and I find this place that I was at. I was like, holy moly, this is where I was in my dream. Mm-hmm. So I've been talking to Georgios. We booked it. So I booked the whole place for 5 nights after our Amargos Greece retreat, mm-hmm. which is like, this is September 29th through October 5th. Meanwhile, then we have a little couple days play before we go to Egypt, right?
Right.
So, hey, if you're really rolling in credit card miles or whatever, you could really be going to both of these retreats with this Icaria in between. Because mm-hmm. So go on. So I wake you up that morning going, oh my God, you can't believe it. I booked this whole 500-year-old farm. That there, it's an Airbnb and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And I'm planning it and I already booked it. So I already paid for it. And right. You say.
Well, and so I was rewatching some of those episodes because I remembered the one that you were talking about. And I wanted to show my boyfriend and, like, you know, just watch it. It's a great documentary. It gives you all of these wonderful morsels of information of all these centurions. And so the Icaria one, it was wonderful because just coming home from Greece, it was a little bit of, you know, Greek culture and traditions.
Especially when we were drinking at Margos sage tea. Mm-hmm. And it's like sage tea. People were going, this is delicious, but I've never heard of sage tea.
It was, yeah, I loved it.
Come to find out, that's one of the elongation or longevity.
The herbal teas. Yeah.
Teas that they drink on Ikaria. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
So when I was rewatching it, I was like, wait a minute, because you had just showed me this Airbnb and showed me all the things that we could do at this post/pre-retreat. And I was like, wow, this looks so familiar. And not just because I saw I've seen this episode before. This image, I know it. And I think it's the exact same Airbnb that you just booked. And so I go and I pause the episode and I'm telling my boyfriend, I'm like, just look at that and then tell me if this isn't the same exact place. And then I like find it on my phone and I show him and he goes, that's the exact same place.
I can't believe it.
And so it doesn't even say anything about it on Airbnb or anything. Like, it's not like they're trying to use the documentary as, but it's literally right there in the intro of that specific episode, and that is exactly the same farmhouse that
I booked.
So it's going to be really cool just to be there to learn those same lessons that the documentarian did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know, I'm so excited.
And live that same way of mm-hmm. like learning those lessons about what is the good life, what's the long life like, mm-hmm.
And they say four things there. There's specific wine that they make from, they make it the old fashioned way from their particular grape that grows on very rocky mm-hmm.
Soil.
Like if no that. Soil.
Yeah.
Is the sage tea. And it's the camaraderie of the young and the old.
And also partnership, right?
And partnership. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
companionship.
How, yeah. Mm-hmm. And how to like be caring for someone is one of those purposeful reasons to stay healthy and stay young in your older years. Mm-hmm. But it was really, it's like these, they show that they're all sitting outside drinking their wine, watching the sun go down. It's the young and the old, and they're playing these musical instruments that, look like they came out of a gourd. and they're dancing till 5 o'clock in the morning, even the old ones.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just like, oh, I hope we get to do that. But I'll be probably sleeping by 10 p.m.
Longevity, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening in. We hope to see you on these upcoming retreats. And let us know if there's any questions. Remember, you can always reach out to me, alex@intentionbeads.com, or send us those 5-star reviews that we love so much. And until next time, have a wonderful week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I said, go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story of you. The story of you, the story.